Welcome to the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Today is Saturday, and it is August the 1st. And while we don't really have an official marker, I'd consider this the beginning of the home stretch for fantasy baseball seasons. By now, most of our teams have a few specific needs and holes that we're trying to address, and if you're listening to this now, I'm guessing saves could make a difference for one or more of your teams. And baseball's trade deadline is now just 2 days away. It will be arriving on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I had hoped we'd have a few impactful trades already done to review today, but it does seem like teams are waiting until these last few days for the biggest deals to come together, which is not uncommon, of course. Now, my take on this trade deadline all along has been that it may be lighter on volume than last season, especially the number of closers we saw traded last year. But this season might be bigger on surprises. You know, so many teams are close enough to the wild card and the playoffs that the relationship between supply and demand for high-end relievers, it could end up pushing some unexpected names into the market if they can command greater returns. I hope we get an exciting deadline, but you know, all we can do is wait and see what unfolds. Now we'll start with a little bit of news. We had a report surface on X today from Michael Marino that the Twins and Astros had agreed to a trade that would have sent Brian Abreu to the Twins for Trevor Larnach. Abreu had that just remarkably awful start to the year. But if we look at what he's done since the beginning of May, which is 3 months at this point, Abreu has a 2.20 ERA, a 108 whip, and a less than normal 32 strikeouts in 28 and two-thirds innings. He's been good for 3 months, and he has six saves in that time. Yoendris Gomez has been perfect in save chances for the Twins, but Brian Abreu could have competed for that role and lengthened the Twins' bullpen. The report said that Astros owner Jim Crane nixed the trade. So, a few things here. Yoendris Gomez was never really safe as a long-term option for the Twins. The underlying metrics don't support sustained success. They're actually very similar to what we saw from Dennis Santana the last year and a half in Pittsburgh. Low strikeouts, a higher than average walk rate, low whiffs, over 50% fly balls for Yoendris Gomez, but this trade scenario shows the Twins are willing to acquire the type of reliever who could push Gomez maybe out of that majority saves role. So Gomez owners, beware. Also, although unlikely, perhaps Brian Abreu lands somewhere else where he could factor into that club save situation. Now, like I alluded to, no major relief trades have happened yet. The Angels traded Chase Silseth along with catcher Logan Ohapi to the Rangers. I had mentioned the Rangers on Tuesday's episode as a team that could acquire an impact right-handed reliever who could siphon away some Jacob Latt's save chances, but Silseth is not that guy. Now, the Mets have already dealt lefty A.J. Minter to the Twins for a couple minor league hitters. Minter, I mean, maybe he sees an occasional save opportunity, but at least for now, Yoendris Gomez is the guy there. I also just saw this morning that the Guardians and Brewers completed a trade in which righty Cody Hoyer heads to Milwaukee and fellow righty Craig Yoho heads to Cleveland. These are both pitchers who have been intriguing relief prospects within the past few years, but at least for this year, zero fantasy impact there. So clearly, if there are going to be any fireworks, we'll see them over these next few days. I suspect a lot of teams will, try to push it as far as they can into Monday to make their moves. But if anything big happens this weekend before the Fab run for our weekly leagues on Sunday, we definitely need to be ready to react to the fallout. With all the uncertainty, though, surrounding what could happen this weekend, it becomes harder to make specific recommendations on waiver targets this week that I feel confident about. There's a lot more lottery tickets than obvious ads. But let's go ahead and transition into our waiver targets. And I'll start with Ryan Helsley of the Orioles. He's beginning another throwing program as he recovers from a second bout of elbow inflammation. So Helsley could, still be a ways off from a return to the O's, but there's little reason to think he wouldn't come back to his old closer role. So he could be a stash for teams with IL spots or for teams, very context dependent, where on their roster they need saves and they have a roster spot for a multi-week hold. Helsley is available in 76% of the NFBC's online championship leagues. Daniel Palencia of the Cubs is available in some leagues, just 19% of those OCs. Palencia is still hopeful for a mid-August return, which would be in just a few weeks. The Cubs should be aggressive in adding to their pitching staff this weekend, but they could put more heavy focus on starting pitching than relievers. So that could leave the door open for Palencia to return directly to his old closer job and not have a big time addition to contend with. But again, Palencia is a pitcher who is only a fit on specific rosters, for those who can afford the spot for a multi-week hold and have a big enough need for saves. Now, next up, I have Brandon Garcia of the Diamondbacks, and kind of paired with him as another possible injury stash in some leagues would be Justin Martinez in Arizona as well. Garcia saved his second straight game last night. We know that Paul Sewald is out of the closer role in Arizona after allowing a couple more home runs in a blown save earlier in the week. So the save opportunities are up for grabs out there in the desert. Now, the primary hesitation I have with Brandon Garcia is that right now he's the only lefty in the Diamondbacks bullpen. That alone would typically preclude him from being used exclusively as a ninth inning closer. Unless Arizona intends to acquire some left-handed relief help and free him up for a more dedicated late inning role. The other hesitation I have, though, for chasing saves from Brandon Garcia is that Justin Martinez is about to begin his rehab assignment. It'll take him some time to get back. He's had almost a full year off at this point. But if Martinez returns later in August, looking even somewhat like his old self, he would be a distinct threat to return to save opportunities. And then there's also the presence in the Arizona bullpen already of, Juan Murillo, Kevin Ginkel, Jonathan Loaisiga, three right-handed pitchers, all having very solid, dependable seasons. They could easily factor into save chances as well. So should we add Brandon Garcia this weekend? Well, sure, we can. I mean, getting consecutive saves means something. He's undeniably a part of those save opportunities right now. I just don't believe Brandon Garcia is the pitcher that saves needy teams should be spending a large portion of their remaining budget for. And then we have Paul Sewald, who, by the way, is fine to drop this weekend. It's hard to see Sewald getting back to the ninth inning, maybe at all this year, but certainly not quickly enough to justify holding him. Moving on, though, we've got Pete Fairbanks of the Marlins. He's only available in 8% of those OCs, and though he's still a candidate to be traded, it's far from guaranteed. And he has struggled this year, but at least recently, he's got three straight saves, four strikeouts against zero hits and walks allowed. Fairbanks has the track record as a successful closer. If he stays in Miami, he's still going to be their closer moving forward. So we shouldn't be letting him sit out there in the rare league where he is available. Next is Tyler Wells of Baltimore. He is available in only 14% of OCs, so another heavily rostered player. But the Orioles have already traded starter Dean Kramer to the Twins, so it looks like they're completing a sale, although it may end up a light sale. It's entirely possible that Tyler Wells continues to lead the team in saves over the month of August until, you know, maybe we see Ryan Helsley return. Now, Jordan Romano of the Rockies saved another game last night. Romano has pitched well enough since arriving in Colorado that another team could give him a shot at the deadline as bullpen depth. The Rockies should be looking to trade him, but they're the Rockies. I mean, there's a chance for some reason they don't. If Romano's still on the roster by Sunday night, you know, we can toss him at the bottom of a bidding queue for a buck. He probably doesn't last on the Rockies past Monday, but you never know. 59% availability for Romano. Now, next, I have a trio of relievers who look like the favorite for saves in their current bullpen and have at least a chance of remaining the favorite beyond the deadline. So those pitchers are Hogan Harris in Sacramento, available in 76% of leagues. Eric Miller of the Giants, available in 97% of leagues. And Ryan Zephyrjohn of the Angels, he's available in 86%. I'd probably rank them as Zephyrjohn slightly ahead, then Eric Miller, and then Hogan Harris. All right, so I'll finish up with the true lottery tickets. These are the guys who could get traded into the right situation, and also a few pitchers who might end up the last man standing when others around them are traded away. So I'll begin with two guys in similar situations. We've got Jeff Hoffman in Toronto and Luke Weaver of the Mets. So if either were to land in, say, Pittsburgh, for example, they could be the closer for those team, for that team. These two guys could have a few weeks of value for the Cubs until Palencia is back, and maybe beyond if Palencia isn't fully healthy. Hoffman and Weaver could close games for the White Sox. The Twins, apparently, are seeking bullpen help. Either of these guys could help Jacob Latz in the ninth for the Rangers. Now, none of these teams are specific links or rumors. These are just possibilities for Jeff Hoffman and Luke Weaver. And then, based on the report from, the recent report about Brian Abreu of the Astros, he kind of fits in with Hoffman and Weaver as well. Although I think Abreu is slightly less likely to be traded at all, even though it seems like he almost was already. Now, our last group are some guys who could earn save chances if the right pitchers ahead of them are traded away. So this group includes Kyle Finnegan in Detroit, who would need a Kenley Jansen trade, who would need a Tarek Skubal trade. We also have Steven Cruz in Kansas City. Cruz has a couple recent saves. There's a lot of guys in the Royals bullpen who are just kind of mediocre. Alex Lang, Lucas Arcega, John Schreiber, Matt Strom. Any of those guys are candidates to be traded. It would take probably multiple for Cruz to have a chance to, you know, gain a clearer saves role, but I still like Cruz as a, you know, possible stash. We also have Jeremiah Estrada in San Diego and TJ Antone in Cincinnati. Antone would need Emilio Pagan to be traded. But it's Jeremiah Estrada would be, to me, by far the best fantasy option as a closer out of this group. But is also probably the least likely to actually get saves because Estrada would need the Padres to trade away Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon at a minimum. And even then, he might have to contend with the return of Jason Adam from the IL if the Padres weren't also able to deal Adam. So that's a lot of dominoes to fall. Obviously, making Estrada no more than a dollar end of queue waiver option, but he's a fun lottery ticket nonetheless. Now, of course, I wish we had more concrete details to work with ahead of this weekend and our fab decisions, before the trade deadline happens on Monday. It's just not how the timing worked out this year. So, over the weekend, pay attention to your Twitter feed, your Roto Worlds and Roto Wires, whatever your source of up-to-date trade news. Let's be ready to pounce on some new saves targets if we get some impactful weekend trades that alter the landscape. Well, it's now time for the Red Fox Roto Kid and his Saturday appearance. This is Henry to help us sum up the most interesting waiver targets of the weekend. So take it away, Henry.
To give me a moment. Thank you. Okay. The best dashes are Ryan Helsley and Daniel Pasalino.
Palencia.
Palencia, yeah. Tyler Wells and Brandon Garcia could be good for short term, along with Ryan Zephyrjohn and Eric Miller. And the best lottery tickets are Jeff Hoffman and Luke Weaver.
All right, excellent summary, Henry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to everyone for listening this weekend to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Catch up with me again on Tuesday as I'll be breaking down all the trades from this weekend and Monday's deadline. Until then, let's close it out.